You're a trooper.
You're a trooper.
You need to get a job.
I gotta say thank you. You are the real fans.
Oh, you're playing the Peter Frampton song to close us out?
Yeah.
I'm hype.
We're closing us out with some Peter Frampton.
Live. I think we should sing along.
I think we should. But I have to say one more thing.
Say it.
Before
speak your truth.
Before we go. This.
Hesitating.
Excuse
hurry
me.
Up.
This is Preserved Jams, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Free Form Radio.
Ooh, baby, I love your way.
Every day. Oh, it wasn't yet.
I wanna tell you I love your way.
Isn't that beautiful voice?
I have a cold and a sore throat, so that's pretty impressive.
A melodic, haunting.
I'm just a
vocalist.
6'2 baritone made of pure
smooth
jazz. How are you
taller than 6'2?
It's because I have a domineering presence.
You do.
Everyone thinks I'm taller than 5'4.
I thought you were 5'7.
I'm short.
There you have it, kids. He thought I was 5'7.
But
I have a Napoleon complex, if anyone was wondering.
Well, we're just out of time to get into that one. But maybe next episode we can take a deeper dive.
When Young Is returns.
Thanks for listening, everyone. This was Preserved Jams. You've been a great audience. Play you out with some Frampton.
I mean, we could hit it hard from the next note. Unless you want to.
You know what?
The real Peter. Don't.
Don't. Hesitate.
Should we harmonize?
Yeah.
I'll take the low one.
Love.
Here we go. Turn my headphones up.
Oh.
Ooh, baby, I love your way. Everything.
Yeah, hit it hard.
One day we'll love your way.
We'll let the real Pete take it from here.
6:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm and blues, punk and pop dreck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-were's from the 50s through the present day. My name is Alex, and I'll be serving up a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs for the next 2 hours. 855-915-WMFO. That's 855-915-9636 if you want to throw me off my rhythm. As always, I don't always get the requests the same week because a lot of the stuff I bring in. Anyway, got a lot of new stuff, new to my collection. So, and I'll give those some spins. Anyway, it's good to be back. I enjoyed my week off. Did something really interesting. It was fun. But it is good to be back. These are the Desperate Hours on WMFO.
played it for her, you play it for me.
Well, I don't think I can remember.
If she can stand it, I can. Play it.
Okay, it's 6:15 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Memphis. If you didn't figure it out, I've been having a few technical difficulties. For anybody on the tech ops end of WMFO, the CD1 does not remote once again from the board. So you have to, I found that out when it wouldn't go. Anyway, and then it was pilot error, so it's not entirely anybody's fault. This is all my fault, but isn't all anybody else's. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this first set of the evening. First set in 2 weeks of the Desperate Hours. Backing me up is a new, for whatever reason, I just wasn't really nuts about the talk break bet I've been using for this month. So for the next 5 weeks, you're going to have Esquivel, originally from 1961 on RCA, with his take on Sentimental Journey. Hey, since I play a lot of old stuff, why not? I got off a best of thingy, simply titled Esquivel. Just heard The Mamas and the Papas and Words of Love from the first album, came out in 1966 on ABC Dunhill. For that, The Moving Sidewalks, by request for Richard Winthrop and 99th Floor. Originally released into the Tentara label. I got off of Pebbles Volume 2, and then we kicked it off with The Four Tops. And I thought for sure I had that the needle set on the vinyl instead of the slip pad. The Four Tops from 1973. The title song to Shaft in Africa, Are You Man Enough? Came out in 1973 on ABC Dunhill. Anyway, don't you know that medical mistakes claim tens of thousands of lives a year? Help reduce your risk. Visit www.ahrq.gov. This is a message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AHRQ, the Ad Council, and the Healthy Skeptics here at WMFO in Medford. Yeah. Anyway, now that I know what works and what don't, might as well get back on with it. Maybe the rest of it, I can salvage the last hour and 42 minutes of this show. These are the Desperate Hours.
Dick Cannon, private investigator. I'm in a very desperate situation. And when I'm in a very desperate situation, I always like to listen to The Desperate Hours on WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts. Over and out.
Sound.
6:35 Eastern Time. These are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Backing me up once again, Esquivel. That'll be my talk break this last week of April and through May. His take on Sentimental Journey. More in tune with the show than the other one I had picked. And, you know, unfortunately, hey, that's the way it goes. Sometimes you miss them. That's why they don't pay me the big bucks. Anyway, let me tell you what I played in this second set of the evening. The Supremes with the B-side to Baby Love and Ask Any Girl. Came out in 1964 on Motown. Before that, Connie Francis, Conchetta Franconero, did her take on Malagueña. I got off the More Greatest Hits. Best of thing. He came out in 1961 on MGM. It was originally released on MGM in 1960 as the B-side to My Heart Has a Mind of Its Own. For that, a band from Japan called the Tempters did Wasuri Imo Kimi, but all he said was no, 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 no. I got off the compilation GS I Love You Too, Japanese garage bands of the 1960s. Came out in 1999. On Big Beat. The original release was on Philips in Japan in 1967. One Way Street before that, and Girls, Girls, Girls came out in 1968 on Smash. And then the hullabaloos. I don't know where Dick Cannon went, but hopefully he's got every possible version of a party doll. And that was a hullabaloos from Germany, a track they released here in the States on Roulette in 1964. And party doll, for that, the Sons of Hercules from their EP, came out in 1994 on Unclean Records and Tight Fit. Right, you know, if you want to get a hold of me between shows, if you really have it in your heads that, you know, contacting me for any reason would do you any good, all you got to do is go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Or you can email me at coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. And that's where you can also send those bumpers I've been looking for. Those bumpers where you take your name, your general geographic area or planet, your claim to fame or lack thereof, and all their possible combinations are mentioned along with Alex, WMFO, the Desperate Hours, and all their possible combinations. Make it into a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. Yes. Anyway, if you want to relive the horror of tonight's show, all you got to do is go over to www.wmfo.org. You may well already be there, unless you're listening on the mobile app, the TuneIn mobile app. But anyway, if you want to relive the horror, go to www.wmfo.org, go over to schedule, go over to Thursday, scroll down to 6 p.m., click on the Desperate Hours, and the last 2 weeks' archives are there for your listening displeasure. Well, I got something queued up, and it's just long enough for me to catch up with some housework. These are the Desperate Hours.
Hey, this is Melissa Jean. You're listening to The Desperate Hours on Tufts University Radio WMFO. I really love this show.
Yeah. Robbie White from Silver Spring, Maryland. And I love listening to Alex and the Desperate Hours, because then I can steal all the great songs that he plays and play them on my own radio show. Thank you, Alex.
At 6:52 Eastern Time, these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Let me run through this last set, and we'll get into the next set, which will take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Back me up. For the next 5 weeks, Esquivel and his take on Sentimental Journey. Hines, and a track recorded by Joe Meek, produced by Joe Meek. Questions I Can't Answer came out in 1964 in Capitol in Canada. You can find that actually on the compilation Joe Meek, Alchemist of Pop. And I recommend doing it because this thing ain't cheap. I mean, you can get a crappy copy of this record. I love it. It was done by the Bristols in the 90s, at one point in the 90s. For that, the Soul Sisters did I Won't Be Your Fool Anymore, a track released in 1964 on the Sue label. For that, Jimmy Soul, here, if you want to be the happy the rest of your life, make an ugly woman your wife, did Twistin' Matilda. And that was on the SPQR label, 1962. It was released, that label also had Gary Ewers Bonds in his early recordings. Then we kicked it off with a band called The Chords and Ghost Power. They're off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 4. It's also on the vinyl version of Back from the Grave, the first Back from the Grave. Was originally released, actually, not in the 60s, but in 1970 in the KUKA label. Or KUKA, I don't know. Wisconsin label, anyway. This next set's going to take us past the point of no return, a.k.a. the halfway point of the show. Those of you who are Facebook friends of me personally, well, actually, if you like the Desperate Hours, go to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it, please. Come on. Don't be bashful. I only bug you once a week. But you know there's a show going on. Anyway, then you know, I chose a cut from this, the box set, of this iconic compilation to lead off this set, the last set of the first hour. These are the Desperate Hours.